Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and another installment of Bullet Points. This is our midweek catch-up and a chance to share a little bit with you about what's going on behind the scenes of the podcast. Now, behind the scenes this week has been quite interesting, and I wasn't sure about whether to share this, but we're going to share it. We're going to see what you think. So you may or may not know this, but when I'm not creating the podcast, I often host events for brands and various other bits and bobs, but it's lovely hosting. I enjoy it very much. And that's exactly what I did in London last week. Now, full disclosure, I was paid to host this event. It was an event for The Ordinary at their store in East London. But this episode isn't sponsored, just to be clear off the bat. I had a conversation with Rita Silver from their lab team about the new hair care products, because The Ordinary have added 3 new hair products to their hair care category. And moving into hair care is a big step for them and is something that they're incredibly excited about, because if you know anything about The Ordinary, you will know that they are very much known for skincare and really shaking up the industry in terms of how we understand how topical products work and percentages and ingredients and what have you. And so they are applying exactly the same lens to their approach to hair care, which is very interesting. So we had this conversation at the event, and we also had a conversation over Zoom about the innovations too. And the Zoom video was always going to appear on IG, on Instagram, as part of that paid collaboration that I mentioned a couple of seconds ago. But I thought that, seeing as not everyone who listens to the podcast follows me on Instagram, and because not everyone on Instagram listens to the podcast, that you may like to hear this conversation here too. It is really interesting, I have to be honest. And hosting these events is great. I love it. And getting to chat about products with a cosmetic scientist is always a joy, especially one like Rita, because she shares her knowledge of quite complex ingredients and formulations, but in a way that, well, I personally found it very easy to understand. I didn't feel like I had to keep saying, could you just clarify what that means? Could you just explain what that means to the people listening? So it means that it's incredibly accessible, which is another reason why I thought I'd share our conversation here too, because it's just so easy to digest. So in this episode, you're going to hear our conversation, which covered all of the points that we discussed at the event at the store in London. And we talked about these products, and you'll learn in this conversation about the new hair care range, these new additions, and why they deserve your consideration. And I hope you find this interesting. Obviously, I'd love to know if you do. So email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, put bullet points in the title, and that will whiz you up to the top of my inbox. So here she is, Rita Silver, on The Emma Gunn Show. It's my great pleasure to welcome Rita Silver onto the podcast. She is the Science Communications Associate Manager for The Ordinary. She is a cosmetic scientist. And listeners, let me tell you that when she talks about products, and not just products, but the science of a product and the ingredients within a product, well, my jaw just drops to the floor. I love it. I could listen to her all day. So, Rita, welcome. I'm inviting you on because we've got some exciting products from The Ordinary to talk about. And who better to explain them than you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super happy to be here to talk to you about the science of hair care and all of these ingredients that we love so much.
Well, so here's the thing. The Ordinary burst onto the skincare scene a few years ago, and in my role as a beauty journalist, it was definitely one of those moments in time where you look back and you think things really did change then. There was a real impact in how brands communicated their products moving from that point, but also how consumers understood what skincare, what ingredients could do for them. And so if you are a long-time listener, maybe you've used The Ordinary, you will probably be very familiar with their products. But I guess you would say, Rita, wouldn't you, that one of the signatures is that the ingredient and the percentage is on the label.
Yes, absolutely. And that was something that, you know, was fairly new to the scene when The Ordinary came up. It was really groundbreaking. I have to say that it was one of my biggest inspirations to take on cosmetic science.
Yes.
I saw it and I was like, this is amazing. All these ingredients, I didn't know their names. I didn't know that they were the responsible ingredients for the effects that you were getting from cosmetics. And I was like, I want to study this. And here I am.
Yeah, so listeners, Rita and I actually did an event last night at the Deciem store in London. And so we were talking about all of this last night, which is why I asked Rita to come on the show. And actually, I didn't realize that it was the way in which the brand positioned themselves and put themselves out there that was the inspiration for you to become a cosmetic scientist.
100%, yes.
Which I absolutely love. And now you're working with them, which is fantastic. Those single ingredient products really helped consumers become more literate in what they were using on their skin, which is fantastic. And now what's exciting is that The Ordinary are using the same lens that they have used on skincare, and they are applying it to products for your scalp and your hair. And this is quite a big thing, isn't it? Like if you go into an ordinary store, you're going to see lots of skincare. But this is now a whole new category of hair care.
Definitely. It's a category that we ventured into with our hair density serum. And now we are expanding onto a shampoo, a conditioner, and also a scalp hydrating serum. We're super excited to bring, you know, this minimalistic ingredient-led focus to hair care, and also bring the focus to some ingredients that, you know, either have a bad rep or don't get the attention that they deserve, really.
Well, let's just go straight in there, because the first product that I think comes to mind, I'm just thinking about the routine, is the sulfate 4% cleanser for hair and body. So even in that, there's a lot to unpack. So definitely, let's talk about sulfates, because sulfates do get quite a bad rap. Are they misunderstood?
100%, yes. I feel like they're, you know, such a widely used ingredient in the cosmetics industry. And for that reason, they have been studied extensively, and they have been used for so many other purposes that a misinterpretation of these varied and numerous studies is really bound to happen, right? So we wanted to bring it back into focus as really the golden standard of both cleansing and foaming. It cleanses great. It makes such a great foam, like the foam that consumers are expecting from cleansing ingredients. And, you know, the magic of formulating cosmetics is that the trick is in the formulation. The ingredients can be manipulated, not just their percentage, but also kind of the supporting acts. And everything comes together to create a product that can be just as gentle as the sulfate-free product.
So sulfates, so that's a surfactant, which then the next word I will use is detergent. And so detergent would make people think, well, hang on, that's an industrial strength product, or that's something I would use in my laundry. I surely wouldn't be wanting to use that on my hair. That's why it's so bad. What's the story there?
So, you know, surfactants are just, you know, surface active agents, hence the term surfactants, because they act at the interface between two substances that generally won't mix. So you have water and oil. In nature, they won't mix. So you have these molecules that kind of hold hands with both, bring them together. And in most circumstances, they will create structures within the formulation that can be like little bubbles known as micelles. They can have other types of structures as well. And, you know, these surfactants, some of them have a high detergency, so they will be able to cleanse the skin or whatever surface you put it in by dissolving the excess oils, the dirt, the debris into the oil phase of the product. Then the surfactant comes along and mixes that oil phase with water, and then the water washes everything off as you rinse it off with water from your tap. So a surfactant is just that, and it's such a wide and large category of ingredients that sulfates are really just a tiny drop in a big ocean, but they happen to be a really great drop. They're amazing at what they do. But the detergency is, you know, I know it kind of relates to a cleansing product for your home, but the action of detergency is just cleansing.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think what's interesting with this transparency that just runs through the entire Ordinary brand is putting the percentages on. But what my first question when I saw this product, when I got a little preview a little while ago, was, well, what does 4% mean? What's the normal percentage of sulfates in a product?
Yeah, so we did our research, and you know that usually is from anywhere from 10 to 20%. It could be more if you're using like a clarifying product. And we really wanted to use just the right amount to get a great cleanse without, you know, going over it, you know, compromising a little bit on the foam. The foaming is not like, you know, super luxurious foam, but we feel like a lot of consumers are already used to products that don't foam as much, you know, coming from, you know, the sulfate free movement. So, you know, by using just the right amount of sulfate to cleanse and give you a, you know, regular amount of foam, it was enough to make a product that is super gentle.
And gentle is key. That's one of the taglines, isn't it? It's like you just want it to be really, really gentle, but still do an incredible job of getting hair clean. Okay, so then the next step in the cycle, in the regime, is going to be conditioning. And so this is behentrimonium chloride, 2%. So let's just talk about behentrimonium chloride. What on earth is that? And why is it such a mouthful? You can't answer the second part.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is it?
So behentrimonium chloride is a cationic surfactant. So again, it's another surfactant, but this time it is positively charged. And cationic surfactants are the superstars of hair conditioning. And this is because our hair is always negatively charged, but especially when it's wet. Same charges repel, opposite charges attract. And when you have a full head of hair that is negatively charged, that's going to create static, which can also be perceived as frizz. So what a lot of conditioners do is that they deposit this cationic surfactants along to the length of the hair, and that will cancel out the charges and make your hair fibers lay together against each other for that smoothing effect. So, you know, all of these ingredients that you see in your conditioners, your oils, your proteins, they are helping in a way, but the superstar of the show, the one that's giving you the action that you expect from a conditioner, really is a cationic surfactant. And behentrimonium chloride in this case is a very lightweight cationic surfactant that gives you that conditioning effect, but doesn't weigh the hair down. So it can be used on a daily basis. It's suitable for a lot of hair types, and it's just a gold star as well in the conditioning world.
So the 2%, does that relate to the fact that, is that acknowledging the fact that it's not going to weigh hair down? It's not super rich.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And then I guess for me, this is the superstar in a way, because this is really the hybrid product, if you like, that takes skin above the hairline. So the natural moisturizing factors and hyaluronic acid serum for scalp is this sort of creamy, delicious, softening serum that really makes the skin on the scalp really soft and supple. What is the purpose of that? And do we need to actually treat our scalp in a similar way to the way we treat our skin, given how many follicles are up there?
Absolutely. I mean, it's still skin. And we approached it through, you know, this skinification of the scalp thing. I feel like a lot of consumers forget that it's also skin, just like the rest of your body. But it's difficult to treat because it has, you know, the density of hair in most heads that makes it really difficult to apply, you know, your regular skincare products. So we really wanted to create a product that allowed to curb concerns such as, you know, dryness, flakiness of the scalp, that people would usually associate with other, you know, skincare concerns. Maybe they will attack it with an acid like a salicylic acid for exfoliation, when in reality, sometimes when your barrier is compromised, you should just, you know, support it and provide it with ingredients that help to nourish it. And natural moisturizing factors are just that. They're ingredients that I would like to call biomimetic. So they mimic the ones that you have in your body. And natural moisturizing factor are found within your skin cells. They're responsible for holding on to water. In this product, you'll also find lipids, just like you'll find around your skin cells. So you have the outside and the inside. You have the brick and the mortar. And that creates kind of a beautiful barrier that'll keep everything nice and locked in, all the moisture. And it really is super lightweight. I have it here with me. And it's kind of like, you know, this beautiful, like super milky consistency. And it can be used all over the scalp, on the edges, wherever you get the most dryness.
So I guess the thing that we haven't talked about is who these products are for, because the other thing that I noticed is that they seem very universal. So does that mean that anyone could pick these up and have a good experience with them, regardless of their hair type, whether it's fine, blonde, light, or whether it's coiled hair?
Yes, absolutely. We have tested these products in a variety of hair types, going from curly to straight and in between. And we found that, you know, the shampoo did a great job of cleansing. The conditioner conditioned. The hair was, you know, super smooth afterwards. And the hair serum can be used for all scalps, particularly for people that are experiencing a compromised barrier on the scalp, but even for those that just want to keep the integrity of that barrier, it's a great product for maintenance as well.
So you don't have to have any specific hair issues or scalp issues. You just might be looking for gentle, effective products for your hair.
Exactly.
Definitely. Okay. Now let's just touch quickly on the product that actually launched the hair category, which is the multi-peptide serum for hair density. So that was like, that's coming out all guns blazing, because that's quite an incredible product, isn't it, to come out with first?
Definitely. It was, you know, a product that brought together a lot of different technologies available in like the raw material market, geared towards improving hair density, you know, making the hair appear fuller, denser. And it really combined all of these different technologies in a product that was made super affordable. You know, before you'd have, you know, products to target these concerns, and the technologies would be marketed at like a premium price when really they've been around for a little bit longer than that. And we wanted to bring that affordability to the consumer. So yeah, it's a great serum. Again, super lightweight. It shouldn't, you know, make the hair oily, so you can use it every day and you still don't have to wash your hair every day. And it was a product that, you know, really, it's a great opening for a hair care line for sure.
And I guess, I mean, it's a bestseller. I've heard so many people talk about it. I know that it sells out a lot in store and online. But I guess what is interesting is that you've parlayed some of that technology and those ingredients into something new, haven't you?
Yes, we're super excited about it. We have a new eyebrow and eyelash serum. It's our beautiful multi-peptide lash and brow serum. And it uses a lot of the same technology. So we have peptide technologies like Redensil, Capixel, Simlash, which are either the same or similar technologies to the ones used in our hair serum, but geared towards the eye area. The eye area is such a sensitive area. It needs to undergo specific testing. And we really wanted it to also, you know, impart a visible effect. So the product did some testing, it behaved beautifully, and we're super excited to share it with our consumers. It comes with a beautiful brush, so you can put it along the lashes and you can also apply it on the eyebrows. I really, really love it. I tried it yesterday and I can't wait to see the results.
How long should people be using products like that, that kind of have any of those sorts of claims? How long should you really stick with it before you should expect to see or feel any difference?
We usually say around 12 weeks. You really want to give your hair a chance to kind of react to the ingredients. Also, you need to have into consideration your hair cycle. The hairline or the lash line may appear not as full if you are at a specific stage of your hair cycle. So 12 weeks is usually what we recommend.
Excellent. So for anyone listening, or for anyone watching, if you are already a fan of the Ordinary products and use them, or even if you are not and you are looking for, Well, if you're looking to put your hair in safe hands, your hair and scalp in safe hands, these are some really new and really interesting options. And I'm really glad that you've been able to come on and talk about these ingredients, because I think even though there's so much transparency with these labels, sometimes actually just a little explanation about what those ingredients are and why they're significant and what the percentage means can be so helpful.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for joining me, Rita. The links to the products will be in the show notes. And if you're watching this on Instagram, then there will be details in the caption. But thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I do hope you enjoyed it. I appreciate your time hugely. If you did enjoy it and you never want to miss an episode, then please do hit the subscribe button wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. It's also where you get the opportunity to leave a 5-star review and a rating for how you feel about the show. And I'd be so grateful if you wouldn't mind leaving one. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Gunns. If you fancy chatting to me and thousands of other fellow listeners of the podcast, then click the link to join the Facebook forum. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You have to answer a couple of questions, but we cannot wait to see you there. Come over and join the conversation. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.